have a quorum, so I'll recognize that fact at 6:02 on Thursday, February 28th, 2019, that we do have a quorum. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Recognize our board members present. We have Ms. Holmes, Dr. Fletcher, Bishop Thomas, Mrs. Robinson, and Mrs. Williams. We also have with us our head of school, Sherry Marshall, Vice Principal, Mr. Capers. Oh, I'm sorry, did I miss Ms. McCarthy?
Yes.
I'm used to you sitting over here. Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. That doesn't look like Marianne. All right. So I'll also recognize our teacher rep, Ms. McCarthy, Marianne Longo, and Bill Bentz.
And Dr. Leon said he'll be a little bit late.
Okay, no problem.
And Nancy Wagner called me at 12:05 last evening to say hello to everybody and to say she's still alive.
Okay, that's good.
Midnight?
Midnight.
Oh, were you sleeping?
Yes.
Okay.
The good news was after she told me I hung up on her.
All right, well, I will now ask.
Could we just have a moment of silence for the four young men that was in that horrible car accident, one of which they announced today that they took him off the
Yeah, I found out this morning.
And the mother donated his organs so that others might live from that.
Okay.
And the other young man that was in serious condition will be able to walk again. So he'll be able to walk. Just a moment of silence.
Recognizing Dr. Fletcher's request, I'll now take a moment. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. And I know two of the young men, one who has passed away and the other one is in my criminal law class, who's lucky to have walked away from the accident. But the school is a lot of very upset people at the school, especially students, because they were very popular kids.
Yes. Football players.
And football players, yes.
There he is.
Hey, Dr. Leon.
John, that won't do.
You won't get up.
Why don't you take
it? You'll never get up.
Oh, you sure? Okay. Sorry. I was looking forward to seeing you sit down.
Good luck.
I told
you. I wouldn't get up. I'm telling you.
We'll now, you guys can peruse the minutes from the last meeting. And after we're done, I'll entertain a motion to approve them.
You got a full compliment tonight, huh? Different needs.
We found out she's still alive. But she's still alive.
Barely.
Okay. All right, do we have any questions on the minutes from the last meeting? Any motion to approve?
Motion.
All right, so it's been,
one of us second.
Yep. It's been moved by Ms. McCarthy and seconded by both Mrs. Robinson and Bishop Thomas that we approve the meeting minutes from the January 24th, 2019 board meeting. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The minutes are approved. I don't think we have any public comment at this time. So, Bill, if you'd like to take the floor.
Does everybody have a copy of the January 31st financial report? Okay. This is basically the final budget for the year. There's only one change from the month of December to January, and it's in the first line, the education sustainment. The final number is $45,950. This isn't on the report. Last month it was $46,754. We're down $804. Remember I said that once the Division I units are final, they compare that to the total states and they divide it by the pot. So we lost $804. So you can see the $45,950, the receipts are in. The minor cap, that's the final figure, the money's in. Go to the last page of your packet. I had Mary Ann run this afternoon. You see at the top, it was dated as of today. Our final number for the year is $2,104,888. It says we're to receive, you see down at the bottom there, the remainder of the forward, $28,422. And the other number I want to point out is right above there, I circled the $42,439. That's the all other cost reduction for the last 2 years. So over the last 2 years, we've lost about $80,000 under that cutback by the state. So go back to page one, and you can see the $2,104,888 on there. It says we're supposed to pick up $28,422, which we will get. So the next one is local district funding. You see we have everything but about $6,600 there. So the local districts have paid. That $6,600 basically is the money the state had promised us about 2 years ago if we did some IT work here. And I think you had written to them, and they said they'll probably get back to us in March or somewhere around there. So if we get that money, we'll have all the money we were anticipating for the local district funding. The next line is food service. And as I've said before, it's made up of two components, the amount of money we take in from the federal government for reimbursement, plus we're using part of the balance to out of food service to pay the cost. And let me, you see the 151,681,44, that's what we've taken in so far this year. I'll give you a breakdown of that. It's not on your report. We've taken in $93,253.63 in revenue for federal reimbursement. And then out of balance, we're using $4,713 for energy. They're paying, the food service is paying that. They're paying $47,000 of the rent and about $5,900 of the trash. So the total is $151,681.44. $58,000 out of the food service balance. $93,000 is from food service reimbursement. So this will be the only category that we probably won't get in all the funds, and the less we take out of the balance, the better off we're going to be for next year. So that's not going to be an issue. The other categories, we've taken in 100% of the money. So we're basically where we should be. Last month, we were at 67.3% of our total budget. This month, we're at 91.9%. So I don't see a lot of activity the rest of the year. The only money we're going to take in is local interest on our balance, so that once that 66 comes in, we'll be over there in local funds too. So as far as the budget, I think it's final, and the revenue is coming in as we anticipated. Any questions on the revenue side? So moving on to the expense side. There's 26 pays in the school year. Halfway through the year, we were at 13 pays. There were two in January, so we should be at 15.26. So we should be at 57.7. That would be the guide on our salaries, and we're at 56. So we're running good there. The OECs are basically a function of that, except for the health insurance, so we're running well there. If we take 7/12 of the year, July through January, we should be at 58.33. We're at 54.5, so we're 3.83% under. Last month, we were 3% under, so we're trending in the right direction. And the more we're under, the better off we're going to be for next year in terms of the balance. On the expense side, the only change I made was since I reduced the budget, I had to reduce the contingency. Last month, and it's not on your report, was $76,078.46. I had to reduce it down to $75 because of $804. We lost up on educational sustainment up in the top line. So I guess the bottom line is the budget's about complete, the money's coming in as we anticipated, and we're underspending our budget, which is good. Any questions up to this point? Let's move to the next page, and these other pages are just a summary of what's on the first page. If you use 57.7 as the guide, there's only three categories that are over. One is overtime salaries, and I think Jimmy had to work extra because we terminated the custodian, so he had to work extra time until we got someone in there, so that would stop. Substitute teachers, I talked to Mary Ann before the meeting, and I think we're going to have three teachers having substitutes for the rest of the year. So if you look at that, we're at 89.9, but if you go up to the teacher line, we're 55 versus 57.7. So that's about 3% under. So if we take 3% of the 682, it's about 18,000. So between the substitute and the teacher, we're running good because the substitute's going to keep going up and the teacher line will keep getting less than what it should be because we're not charging the teacher, they were paying a substitute. If you look at OECs, they're running the way I anticipated. The other categories, we got ups and downs, you know, like auditors. I think we got our last bill from them, right? So we're only at 83. Insurance, we're at 79. We're a little bit over on textbooks and a few other ones on the next page. But other than that, I think we're running well. If we go to page 4 or 5, this is just a listing of all of our appropriations. There's no minuses. The only thing we have to worry about is we've got some new state funds this year, and they're going to expire at June 30th, 2019. And one of them, if you look at the opportunity grant, you see that $69,000. We've only spent $25,990. What happened was you had to go through a process to find the person. What is a person called? A counselor or social worker?
Guidance counselor.
Okay. So she told me before the meeting she's going to get this person on full time the rest of the year, which would work towards spending all this money. But and then we'll talk about the student success reading grant that we've been going round and round about. We have a plan for spending. We have a plan for spending.
We have an approved plan.
An approved plan, finally.
Finally.
And she'll talk about it because she was working on it. I guess with you, she was working with you. So those are the ones I'm concerned about. Because they expire 6/30/19, the federals don't expire until 11/30. You can see the other funds, and then the last page is the web report. It was just copied a little bit differently, so the bottom is on this page. It's a little bit different angle. That's basically all I have because there's not a whole lot to report now once the budget's final. And I'll let Sherry talk about the Student Success Block Grant. Did you include information in your packet? For this?
No, but I have it. I will go over it.
Do you want to talk about it now?
Can I do it now?
Yeah.
Since it's a topic that we've been talking about for, 5 months now?
Yeah.
So after the last board meeting, Bill had got direction for me to contact Kathy Kelly at the Department of Ed. So the next day, I reached out to her. Tracy and I set up a meeting, a phone conference with her. She had a lot of good ideas. She took the list that we originally had and kind of worked it into a plan which focuses all about student learning. So everything had to tie to PD of some sort. So we shot ideas back and forth. And as of this morning, she sent me a...
last night, actually.
Was it late last night?
I have a habit of doing that, too.
I got it this morning. Just a... basically a stamp of approval. So I'll go through what we have as far as spending the money. It'll be a total of $75,186. So $75,186.
That was what she said.
Yes, approval. She said if once she gives us her stamp of approval, basically no one else can say anything. Mm-hmm. She's been really, really helpful. I said, why didn't I get your name back in August? with our, and I'll just go through the list that I have and just give you the amounts allocated for each section. So currently we use what's called Dibbles assessment for our reading RTI. We're going to purchase a new curriculum, or not necessarily curriculum, but like an intervention program called the Scholastic Reading Inventory. We already have the Scholastic Math Inventory, so this is just the partner for that. And so we're going to allocate $5,000 for that. And that'll include the program, the web-based program, and the training for staff. We have worked out a little plan to try and get a reading program for our second through fifth graders. This year we were able to purchase one for kindergarten and first grade, but second through fifth, I knew that needed to come gradually over time. Once we had the money, well, here we go. So we are going to implement a writing program and for our second through fifth grade, and that is going to be $9,000 allocated for that. That's going to include ongoing support, A copy of Jennifer Saravello's reading and writing strategies for each teacher, which we already are using the reading one or the writing one during PLCs when we meet with the teachers. Some of them have actually purchased one because they liked it so much they went out and purchased one.
What was
so
her name again?
Jennifer Saravello.
She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Could you spell Sarah?
Sure. Serravello. And she has a reading and writing strategies books. Mm-hmm. They're really good. So we're going to use that as a tool for teachers to incorporate during PLC. I know some teachers are using it during mentoring. They're going to be able to use that as well as some other materials for their writing lessons that they do during the day. So they'll actually have a writing program, and that's $9,000. We have set aside $5,000 for different professional development and differentiated instruction. Ms. McCarthy had mentioned one thing that she sees is a lot of teachers needing support with differentiating, not necessarily teaching to the whole class, but, you know, differentiating the instruction based on student needs. So we're going to provide training for that. And Kathy suggested a Road to the Code books, which I looked up. They are on Amazon, so it would be something that it's not a textbook company, but something we would have to purchase, as well as training for Ms. McCarthy and for her to train the teachers, support
and
the teachers during
the
RTI.
$2,000
for substitute reading specialist while Ms. McCarthy is doing state testing. So that's one thing I have to advertise for a substitute for that. But state testing comes up in a couple weeks, and last year we hit a roadblock where our special ed and our RTI students weren't necessarily getting the services they need because those staff were used for testing. And once testing starts in 2 weeks, it goes all the way through the end of May. So it really took a chunk of the time from Ms. McCarthy or the math specialist pulling their groups. So they gave me the okay to get somebody I couldn't do it for math, but I was able to do it for reading. So those students still get that small group instruction, and they're the tier 3 students that really need it. So while she's doing the supports for testing, we'll still be able to provide supports for the students. So that was good. This is a biggie. I kind of talked about technology and how, you know, everything is... All the students are technologically savvy and everything's technology-based now. So I was asking Kathy if there was a way we could get some tablets into the classrooms to help with the reading program, getting some e-books on there. I looked at maybe 6 for each classroom for now, just so they can use it during small groups, either RTI or when they do their reading groups. Kathy really helped me out as far as the programs to use for that. And so we allocated the other $50,000 for tablets school-wide. So, each classroom can get about 6 tablets. And $4,000 for the programs and for books. So not only do we want to increase our technology, we only want to put actual textbooks or student books into the classroom. So kind of updating the library. Again, this is all tied to professional learning. So the teachers will get training on all this. Students will get... you know, training on the programs, and I know it's March, but they'll start using it a little bit, but we'll really dive into it fully next year.
How long is the grant for?
The grant is, so far, it's only for this year and expires June 30th. I did ask Kelly what the odds were of extending it for us, and she said that she wasn't 100% sure that they would be able to extend it or if we were going to get money next year. So... basically, I want to make sure that we can spend what we can. I don't give it back.
Yeah, we got $4,000 left over. Did I add it up right? Mm-hmm. You got $4,000 left over? You said we have 75?
186, 20 for OECs. Oh, I didn't count that. That's for the substitute.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's about a little fringe in there. So, yeah. Okay. Good. All right.
Okay.
Great job. Mm-hmm. RTI.
4,000. That's
what
it takes.
Okay.
Number 6.
So we got our stamp of approval. So now we'll just start ordering.
She reached out to me too.
and said that if she will touch base later and see if there's anything additional support we need in keeping things rolling.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Well, I'd just like to extend the thanks to Bill and Sherry and Ms. McCarthy.
Yes, that's good, not me. Hey, your work paid off. Yes. You did a good thing.
There were many times when we didn't know if we were going to give up or keep going, but luckily
stuck with it.
And even Kathy said she doesn't know why we got sent to so many different people, but
I know.
Don't forget.
At the end of the day, it's approved and we're ready to go forward.
Yeah.
So.
Nice chunk of money.
Outstanding. Motion on the finance report.
Yes. I thank you, Dr. Fletcher, for reminding me. We need to entertain a motion to approve the finances. But you were all done, right?
Yes, I just wanted to bring that in.
So nice.
Yeah. All right. It's been moved by Mrs. Williams. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by quite a few people. Yeah. Ms. Robinson, Bishop Thomas, and Dr. Leon, to approve the finances as of January 31st, 2019. Any questions? All right, all in favor? All right, the finances are approved. And thank you, Sherry, for the breakdown of that money. While we're still, before we move forward, I just wanted to bring this up, because I mentioned that in the last meeting, we still have an outstanding $1,500 for our transportation coordinator. We paid her $1,500 last year. I'm trying to avoid saying last semester, but that's the way my mind works. So we're supposed to pay the balance of that this semester. I mentioned it in this CBOC meeting, so we just need to discuss it and see if there's a cushion. Because she has asked me about it. So, Bill, are we
looking? I'll make it very simple. This budget right now has a surplus of $75,274.46. Okay? That's the money we have to carry for next year. So if you pay that, we're $1,500 down. Now, this number can change depending on how much we're under budget. So that's the bottom line. So it's your decision.
Okay.
So we'll be down to 60,000, but we could
no,
save.
No, 1,500.
Oh, 1,500, not
15,000. But right. Like I said, that number can go up based on how much we underspend the rest of the budget.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going
to. We owe it to her.
Yeah.
So she
should
get it.
All right. So I'll need a motion, I guess, so we can get this. All right. Moved by Bishop Thomas, seconded by both doctors. I'll get them right this time. Mm-hmm. Dr. Fletcher and Dr. Leon.
I know it's difficult.
I know it is. That we pay the balance of the $3,000, which would be $1,500. Any questions? All in favor? All right. So
this is a stipend, right?
This is the second part of the stipend payment.
Second install.
I will let her know that is forthcoming. All right,
yeah.
Sherry.
Sure, I have a question. I need to go back to Sherry's.
Recognizing Ms. Robinson.
Was there a parental piece in this as part of the grant, like introducing and informing parents that this is what, you know, is coming about in the school?
It wasn't written into the plan, but it will definitely be communicated.
Yeah.
So we, I do like the quarterly newsletters so that it will incorporate the tablets and things like what's coming.
Because that is great. That's great news.
That's good PR for your recruiting.
That's what I was thinking about.
Get it out.
Will there? Question.
All right, Dr. Leon.
I'm sure there'll be some kind of guidelines for the use of the tablets.
Yes.
How they're used and whether or not they can leave with students. And
right now we just did an acceptable use policy for our computers, but there will definitely be something drafted for the tablets. They will not leave the classrooms.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Any other questions? We do have a principal's report, but we need to go into executive session. So I'm going to actually ask that we just go into executive session now so we can discuss what we need to discuss and then come back on the record.
Okay.
So moved by Dr. Leon, Second by Bishop Thomas, that we go into executive session at 6:27 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are off the record at 6:43 p.m.
She is the
I know.
Well, she's not there.
No, yeah, but is that what an art teacher should do, is go for art therapy? Might help.
All right, my turn.
All right.
This is the governor's thing. Right?
We are back on the record, now hearing the principal's report.
All right. I have a couple things in the packet that are voting items. One is the school calendar for next school year. We usually have to submit this to the Department of Education in April, so I'm kind of getting a little ahead of myself, but it's, you know, it's approved. I kind of kept some of the things similar to Capital because we do kind of mirror Capital School District. Not all of their days off are our days because we have to go 180, and they have a little bit of a shorter year. So
how many days are they in?
I think 176.
Okay.
How come we have to go four more?
It's our charter.
It's our charter. We got it reduced from what it
was. But the charter, when the charter was...
It was written for days, not hours.
Yeah, but when it was written, everybody was 180, weren't they?
We were 200 originally.
Yep. Oh, really? That's right.
For many years, we were 200 days.
We are very happy with
it. Absolutely.
We were going until the end of June.
Parents weren't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Weren't happy with the shorter.
So I mean, it's pretty much the same as this year. 180 days for students, 190 days including in service and training for staff.
And a snow day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right, do we actually need to vote on the calendar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the 2019. I'm going to actually say the draft 2019-2020 academic calendar for the Academy of Dover.
Okay, I do move that we adopt the draft 2019-2020 calendar for the Academy of Dover.
Okay, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher and seconded by Mrs. McCarthy that we approve the draft 2019-2020 academic calendar pending any changes, modifications, or edits. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the calendar is approved.
All right, the second thing for voting is the paid leave for birth or adoption of a child policy. I got this morning from Brooke Hughes. The verbiage is everything that she sent. The only thing I did was attached Academy of Dover's name to it. It's everything that she forwarded to the schools as well as the request form attached on the back. She just basically wanted a policy written up for the schools and to let her know once the board approved it. So I just went ahead and took care of it today so I could get it voted on tonight.
And this is, and I was reading through it while we were doing the finances. It looks pretty straightforward. I mean, this is coming from DOE.
Yeah,
so every school
not really anything I can adapt or change.
Oh, they actually have a template form with it. Mm-hmm. How nice.
This is effective April 1st, 2019. Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you have a baby March 31st, you're not eligible.
You know, my daughter's birthday is March 31st. I would have been mad.
Yeah. You're holding in.
Yeah, exactly.
Easier said than done.
I'll never know.
Really?
This group for this group.
Okay. We need a motion on that.
Yes,
we,
sir.
We need to adopt the Senate's policy.
All right, so if everybody's had a chance to question, Ms.
I just have a question on this multiple births thing. If you have one and you have 12, it's the same time?
Amount of leave. Yep.
Wow.
So if you plan on having octuplets, you still get 12 weeks.
Mm. Okay. I move we adopt the paid leave for birth and adoption.
Okay, so it's been moved by Dr. Leone, seconded by both Mrs. Robinson and Mrs. Williams, to adopt the paid leave for birth or adoption of a child policy. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are
All right.
We have a new leave policy.
All right, just a couple updates.
But there was one fact that I imagine most passed. How did they weave this in here with short-term disability on page 2?
Because they're not going to let you double dip. Go.
Oh.
They're going to make it concurrent. So if you, it looks like that's the way I read it. I don't know.
Okay.
But
that's,
you know,
not new.
Yeah.
Because that happened when I was working, when I first got pregnant back in 2007. I was working for a law firm as a paralegal, and my boss was actually happy that they could use their short-term disability policy, which paid the 75%, and then so that I could receive my full pay, mm-hmm. The firm paid the other 25%, so that I didn't go without. So that's not a new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saves money.
Just a couple updates. Last board meeting, Dr. Fletcher shared an email he received regarding the MathTypic. It's hard to say MathTypic competition. The students have been using it for, right away. Our math person got jumped right on it and got everybody set up with it. The kids seem to like it. I walked in the classrooms, and I'm looking at the computer, and I see MathTypic and them doing their little game. So thank you to Dr. Fletcher. The kids seem to be enjoying it, and hopefully we get even a dime or something.
Just send your thing in. You'll be surprised.
State testing starts in a couple weeks. It's crazy that it's already that time of year.
What's the date?
March.
It's going to start with science and social studies in 2 weeks from yesterday. So it's coming, and it's going to take up all of our time until the end of May.
That is such a shame.
A couple other things. I just want to let everyone know that Bill talked a little bit about it when we talked about the opportunity grant, but we do have our guidance counselor that's currently 4 days a week, 3 hours a day, that we contract with through Delaware Guidance. She's doing really well. She's in the classrooms doing guidance with the students, teaching them different like life skills, social skills, and how to deal with coping skills, anxiety, things like that. The kids seem to be enjoying it. She's got a lot of fun activities. It's only once every 2 weeks for 45 minutes, but with the opportunity grant money that we had, it was supposed to be from back in August we started. However, we had a hard time finding a counselor. I contacted several of our contracted companies, and they couldn't find a guidance counselor. So it wasn't until November or December that I secured the counselor from Delaware Guidance. So with that, it was only half of the year that we were able to use this money. So I'm looking at putting her full-time starting March 18th, just so we can use up this money and have her here full-time. We really see a need for it now that she's here. She's helping with a lot of the behaviors. Some of the behaviors in the building have really escalated. Mm-hmm. We've had to call crisis probably 6 times in the last month for different things. Our kindergarten, we have a lot of major behaviors in the kindergarten where it's mental health is tied to it, things going on at home, and it's really sad to see what these kids are going through, but we have crisis comes in weekly and follows up with these kids. They get counseling outside. We have a safety plan here at the school, but on the flip side of that, it's really causing burnout on our teachers. Mm-hmm. Every teacher has at least one that is really challenging them. But our kindergarten and our first grade have just been extreme, where it's, you know, I don't approve Ms. Stewart to take any time off because the students tend to act up even more. No, that was a joke. I do, but.
Is this just here or are other schools finding the same thing?
So interesting that you asked that because I was wondering the same thing. I reached out to a friend of mine who's a principal at Lake Forest, and she said that they're seeing the same. And then our special ed team went to a PLC with all the charter schools today for special ed, and they just happened to be asking, and they said that their kindergartens are coming in with a lot of needs.
Is it behavioral or cognitive or both?
Behavior.
How long have we been doing full-time kindergarten?
How long? Oh, God.
Since every...
We've never done part-time.
We've never been part-time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
16 years?
There's really not that many places that do part-time anymore.
Right. Well, like one of our little guys in kindergarten, by 1 o'clock, if he has a chance to put his head down, he is snoring.
He's snoring.
And he he is exhausted. And if he gets very agitated, and that's when we see the behaviors, is that last couple hours of the day. Or, you know, first thing in the morning if he comes in tired. But one of the other little guys in kindergarten, it's actually his brother of the one I just spoke of, is in the same class. So she's got two in that class that are major behaviors to the point where we have, in the last 2 weeks, I've been kicked and punched, and we've restrained, and we've had to call crisis, and kids are getting threatened and hit and thrown. Things are being thrown across the room, and chairs are being flipped, and it's that extreme. One five-year-old child.
Is it to the point where you have to do a protective service referral?
No, because mom's very involved.
Okay.
And so what they're working on now is they find that there's Delaware Guidance is doing a parent. It's called PCI. It's the parent-child interaction therapy. So they see a need to have mom and child working together. So that's just recently started, and he's getting the services outside of school as well as inside. We're working on a behavior plan for him here. We have the safety plan from crisis. We're just taking a day at a time. But it's exhausting. It's exhausting all staff.
So this guidance counselor will definitely fill a...
Yeah, she's right now, she's here Monday through Thursday from like 12 to 3. And of course, you know, a lot of the behaviors occur when she's not in the building. But she has witnessed this child on multiple occasions doing the extreme. And she knows the crisis workers at Delaware Guidance because that's where she's from. So it's really, it's
nice
to have her.
Do you hire her full-time? Would she leave Delaware Child Guidance and come to work for you? Or would she stay there?
No, she's still contracted with them. Yeah. But she's all about, she's all for coming here.
Officially going to be full-time starting March 18th?
Yeah, they're, not official yet because they're working on amending the contract. So once they send that to me and I sign it, it'll be official.
So she'll just be like a full-time temp, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how many total hours full-time?
We have to work that out still. I have to contact Shanna at Delaware Guidance to do the contract. That'll be next week's project. Mm-hmm, the opportunity grant.
New state grant.
Okay.
That's one of the grant monies that run out June 30th.
Okay, good. Anything else, Sherry?
I think I mentioned months ago about the music room. When we have the violins in the music room, there's when our old music teacher was here, Mr. Rodriguez had bought these little instrumental, I want to say they're orchestra because they're not regular violins, for her to do private lessons. Ms. McCarthy, you're smiling. I know what you're thinking. But they never got used. They're sitting in cases and sitting on a shelf, and they're just so pretty. And I don't know anything about them. So I wanted to see if we could... they were very expensive.
No, they're Suzuki's.
I wanted to see if we could kind of recoup some money for our music program. Especially when PTO came the other, you know, we had a parent from the PTO come the couple months ago talking about the music program. So this would be one way that we could kind of recoup money. Because even if we did have a music program, we would never use orchestra guitars.
Very few schools have orchestra.
Actually, violins, not guitars.
High school.
Right.
They're really nice. So yeah. I did reach out to B&B Music to see if somebody over there could just stop by and kind of tell me what they are. Because they're small. They're for, a small child. Not practical for anything that we do here, but they're just sitting there. So as soon as I hear something, then I'll let you know, and we can try and sell them to get money for our music program.
You better get state approval to sell them, though.
Yeah.
Just can't sell them.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
They ain't yours. They're the taxpayers.
Where do I get state approval from?
Purchasing.
All the stuff that was bought on the P card years ago, remember that? We didn't get state approval for that. They just told us to sell it.
That was a different situation. That was all Noel stuff, right?
Yeah, but he bought these two on the P card.
All I can tell you is when we had 11 dirges merged into one up north, they were throwing things in dumpsters, and the news journal came in and took pictures of it.
The books,
all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can't get rid of anything that purchased with state funds without their approval. If they approve it, then you can. So it's no problem. It's no problem having someone come in and say what the value is, but make sure you get the state's approval before you sell them. Because they might take them back and say they're state property and give them to someone else.
That's what I was getting ready to say. That's the first thing they'll do. They'll see if anyone in the state would like to have them.
And ask them for free or for...
Well, they want their property.
They're state property.
You will not be allowed to profit off of it.
And the rules might have changed.
So you're telling me it's not worth the headache?
No. What you may be able to do is ask for... something in return for state property in kind.
That I don't think I want to go through.
$10 million in kind for these four violins.
Well, how much do you know? Look at three violins.
How much did you think they were worth?
It's like 12 of them back there.
Yeah, a lot of them. They're really nice violins.
Yeah, see, the state will move those to another school once after they put it in there.
What was the plan to make this an orchestra?
We're on live.
Well, we can explore. I mean, just contact them, see what...
We know what the plan was.
The rules could have changed. I'm just saying, my experience, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll take that off the top.
They've got a lot of neat stuff, like printers and technology stuff that they might do in kind for you.
Get approval.
To get approval.
In kind?
In kind. In kind, what you're asking for is a state property swap.
Mm-hmm. Good move.
We'll give you 12 violins. You give us 12 computers, tablets.
Yes. You know what they'll say?
All right.
We'll take 10.
I don't know if I'm going to deal with that. Might just be easier to leave them back there on the shelf. I think that's it. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Ms. McCarthy, do you have a report for
us? Nothing.
All right. Any announcements? I just want to remind the board, since we're coming up on now springtime, we can sort of do a recruiting effort like we did before last year. Now that we have this opportunity, grant money, tell folks about new technology coming into the school, and so on and so forth. Just spread the word so we can at least keep our numbers the same, if not better. But I don't have anything else. Hearing no more new information, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Seconded.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Leone, seconded by Mrs. Robinson and Bishop Thomas, that we adjourn at 7:01 p.m. on February 28th, 2019.
I'm bad.
All in favor? All right, I apologize. Excuse me one second, guys. Before we vote, sorry, Ms. Holmes. We need a date for the next meeting, which I believe is March 28th.
Okay. 28th.
So March 28th for the next meeting. All in favor of the motion to adjourn?
Aye.
All right, we are off.